5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back here to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, what a week we have had here at AUSA. We've discovered some things, a lot of things that maybe we shouldn't have seen, but some great, great new innovations for our military. And just another company is doing some great stuff is AM General. Jim Cannon's with us here, the CEO. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
Man, you know, it's so funny. I mean, you guys produce the Hummer.
That's right. We've been making the Humvee for the Army and 70 other nations around the world in the Marine Corps since 1983.
I can't believe next year will be your 40th anniversary.
That's right. But the company, AM General, is over 150 years old. We made wagons in the Civil War. We made Jeeps in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Humvee since 1983. And now we're building the JLTV A2.
Yeah, and tell us about that, because that's fascinating.
It is. So the JLTV A2 has about 250 engineering changes that improve the performance of the vehicle, ease maintenance, et cetera. It's also got other technical enhancements like better fuel efficiency and better corrosion protection than the JLTV A1. And you can tell the difference, because if you look at the grill of a JLTV A2, it's got the 7 slats like every Jeep did, and every Humvee has. Most American light tactical vehicles have had that since World War II.
Wow. And, you know, the it's always interesting to me to see any kind of a military vehicle, how the public latches on to that, right?
That's right. I mean, who doesn't love Army trucks,
right?
Kids grow up playing, you know, with Army trucks.
Yeah.
And here at the booth, we get a lot of attention from folks that have nothing to do with tactical wheeled vehicles. They just think they look cool.
I mean, that's true with Jeeps. That's true with Humvees. I know I told you I got to drive one of the original Humvees when it came out, and you could not – it was so loud in that thing. And, I mean, the improvements just kept coming and coming and coming. And my buddy has one of the later, you know, iterations of it. And, I mean, they just can't be beat. They're just – they're solid.
Well, there's a reason the Humvee has been in continuous service since 1983. It's one of the most versatile, most capable, least expensive light tactical vehicles that you can buy. 70 different nations have used it, you know, countless different variations. You know, a Humvee might look the same on the outside, but a Humvee built today is very different than one 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Improved power pack performance, safety features in particular make it different. But I love Humvees, too. I've got a Humvee myself.
Now, it's funny, though, isn't it? Like, if you change too much, people are going to complain, right? You change the look, don't you change the look of that?
That's right. That's right. It's again, iconic. We're proud that the Humvee now has surpassed the Jeep in terms of the length of service with our forces.
I can't believe it was that long ago with the AM General, though, this started with the military, huh?
Well, again, the history goes back to Studebaker. A lot of mergers and acquisitions over the time, the Willys Jeep Company, the Kaiser, you know, Jeep Company, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think maybe, and a historian can get this better than me, but sometime in the 60s, it turned into AM General. And we still have all of our operations where the company started in the 1800s. Northern Indiana, South Bend, Mishawaka area.
So, you know, our show goes to 300 stations around the country, but we're also on Armed Forces Radio Network. So we've got your end user that we're talking to right now. What do they need to know about the new product?
Well, again, the JLTVA-2 comes with a lot of improved capability. As I mentioned earlier, there's over 250 engineering changes that the government and our engineers have worked on to put into this new vehicle. You'll notice right off the bat, and you mentioned noise earlier, a JLTVA-2 is going to be quieter on the inside. So that's a little bit of a creature comfort that they might notice right away. And the real message I would have for all those soldiers, Marines, et cetera, that are out there that might get in our vehicles is thank you for the job that you do for our nation.
Well, thank you. And it's got to give them a lot of confidence and just a lot of pride, really, knowing that you guys are developing and continue to innovate. And I'm sure the research goes on every single day, right?
Well, you know, we say our purpose is Sergeant Smith's mission, and Sergeant Smith could be anyone in our nation that joins our military and defends us. You know, at AM General, we strive to employ more veterans per capita than any of our peers. We have the name of every veteran at AM General that's ever served on the wall when you walk into our factory. I was a veteran. I'm really proud that my son is a Cavalry Scout right now in the 3rd Infantry Division.
Talk about your service a little bit.
I was in for a little over a decade as an infantryman and then an armor officer.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your son's service. That's it's got to make you proud, huh?
Yeah, he's the third generation soldier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so good. You know, and we were just talking about, I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, you just can't imagine two Southern boys going this far.
I can't imagine anybody's going to understand our accent on this radio show unless they're from East Tennessee.
You know, I talked to a girl today, and I said, she comes up and she goes, how are you all doing? I said, where are you from? And she said, Mississippi, can you tell? And I said, she said, I tried to hide my accent. I said, don't hide that beautiful accent.
Yeah, that or you're fixing to do something.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Always, yeah. Nothing ever gets done in Tennessee. You're always fixing to do it. That's right. Jim, thank you so much, man. Great to talk to you. Thank you for what you guys are doing for the military. Really appreciate it here at AM General. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Okay, this may be the coolest thing we've seen here at AUSA. Dennis, what are we looking at?
This is an Acelon drone dog is what we call it. So we take the Boston Dynamics platform and we create full stack mobility to operate it from anywhere in the world through LTE service. So the back end of this robot is an LTE booster. This is the Acelon pup pack that goes on to the payload stack that allows us to have complete command and control functionalities through our proprietary software called Drone IQ. We operate currently. We've got robots running in Hawaii, and we're managing them 5,000 miles away in Philadelphia, patrolling, inspecting, climbing up stairs, walking through fields, fence lines. It has a 20x optical zoom camera with a 2x digital zoom with infrared capabilities, which gives us that full range and view. Human detection, vehicle detection, and we're advanced anomaly detection coming in. We're integrating with a third-party partner to provide weapons detection functionality. So full security stack capabilities.
So bomb detection and things like that?
So we work with another third-party integrator. We can put a payload on the back to create a C-burn sensor. So the beautiful part comes is as the robot goes out and walks and patrols, the C-burn sensor's on the back, for lack of better terms, out sniffing and smelling around.
Right.
And it's all coming back. All the data is coming back into the command center, which can be anywhere in the world with an internet connection.
Wow. And we saw you come in yesterday. through security, and you told me you walked 10 blocks with this thing through downtown D.C.?
Walked through downtown D.C., just moving right along, following. The biggest problem we have with it is everyone wants to stop and take a picture, and you feel obligated to stop and help people out from there.
Does it have a name?
Oh, we call it Drone Dog is our product. The Boston Dynamics calls it Spot. A lot of our customers out there, they have the various bases and clients out there have naming events and have a lot of different names that come up from there.
Can you send it out for us?
We absolutely can.
Oh, this is great.
So this one we're just controlling locally. I got to get it better. That's the one problem. I like our solution better, where we can control it from anywhere in the world remotely. The line of sight aspect on the controller gives some challenges at times. But we can dance, move side to side.
Wow.
Do the full. March is great.
If I saw that thing coming at me.
You know, the interesting part about it is because the dog, like, feature, what I find most people actually look at it in a positive light.
Yeah.
Think of it as something friendly. When you see the human ones, people get a little concerned about that one.
Right.
But the dog one, people come up. We see people come up and pet it. You know, good boy, go from there.
That's pretty good.
Great. But the beautiful part, it'll go up to 3.5 miles an hour, which when I first heard that, I said, that's not that fast.
Yeah.
And then I started trying to walk behind it, and then I started jogging behind it. And then it kept going, and I was running out of energy, and I realized 3.5 miles an hour is quite fast enough.
Oop, a little oil spill underneath there. Hey, thank you, man.
It's
Thanks for
pleasure.
Showing us.
Thank you so much.
So good. Thank you.
The time for holiday hosting is upon us, so make your second bathroom second to none with HomeDepot.com's best savings of the season. Right now, enjoy up to 40% off select online baths. Find the latest on-trend styles of vanities, faucets, showers, tubs, toilets, and more, all at prices that will let your budget relax right along with you and your beautifully renovated bath. Get up to 40% off select online bath plus free delivery at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see HomeDepot.com/delivery for details.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The National Defense, it's Randy Miller, and it's day two of this massive, massive conference. And I mean, we've seen so many great products, and another great company here, Polaris. And Nick Francis is here with us to talk about some of these things. Nick, how are you?
Excellent, Randy. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Polaris has been around how long?
Polaris has been around since 1954. We were founded as a snowmobile company up in Roseville, Minnesota.
Well, how far have you come?
Yeah, a long way since then. Advancing from the snowmobiles into side-by-sides and now boats, Indian motorcycle, and the like.
I know that I'm a big Polaris fan. We used to have, we've got a horse ranch and have always had, and if you've got a horse ranch, you got to have a Ranger, right? And so we have had one of those forever, and just some, you know, great kind of staples that you guys supply for the agriculture community and for the horse community. So thank you for that. And I know that's getting into the electric side too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to the agriculture, farmers, those sort of work applications, our Ranger product line is specially built for that. Heavy hauler, carries lots of payload, whether that be hay bales or for the military. An example off here to the right, this is our electric all-electric work vehicle called the Ranger XP Kinetic. An example of a bunch of ammunition that can be carried in the back. To be used on bases, whether that's range patrol or those sorts of things. The all-electric aspect of the vehicle helps government agencies and the military meet their electrification goals that have been set by the federal and state governments.
Well, I live in Lone Jack, Missouri, so the ammunition in the back would come in handy there too. So, hey, so Nick, talk about some of that. So how you guys take some of your existing product on the civilian side and implement those for the military?
Yeah, you bet. So also here on the showroom floor, we have two examples of where we've been able to bridge our commercial technology and expertise in off-road vehicles and apply that to the military application. So this vehicle here is called the MRZR Alpha. It's a new program of record for the U.S. Marine Corps and U.S. Special Forces, and this vehicle was built specifically for that. Really, it combines the agility of a Razor type of vehicle, where you have very adaptive suspension that reduces operator fatigue, with the utility nature of the Ranger platform that carries a heavy payload. So for the military, it's all about lots of payload, durability, and then some other features like diesel engines and the like.
Yeah, and you would be someone who would know as a former Navy SEAL, right?
Well, yes, that's right. So my time in service, we used products like these, including the Polaris platform. So it's a real honor to be able to continue to give back to the military and the Special Forces. Some of those units are continuing to use our product today.
So when you talk to your end users, whether it's civilian or military, I'm sure you get feedback, and you take that feedback very seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything we do, everything we develop within the Polaris government defense business has to be based on addressing what the military's requirement is. And you're not going to get that by sitting in the office. Our field service reps, which are scattered across the U.S., and in countries like the UK and Australia, are out there in the field training the military on our products, getting feedback on the use cases and the use environments, so that we in turn can bring that to our engineers and make sure that the next product we develop is going to meet their need both now and into the future.
Yeah, and so we're also on Armed Forces Radio Network. So we've got a vast audience right now that's actually pushing the buttons on your equipment, that you supply to them. And that's got to be so important and so gratifying to you.
That's right. Everything that we do here within the Polaris government defense team is set up to ensure that we are fully supporting our products in the field. Anytime that there's a problem, we have a tech line, we have email, our field service reps are on the phone ready to go to help them out. We understand the importance of their mission, and we're here to support them.
Well, and so with Polaris and your teams, it's got to be research and development all the time, right? Talk about the future of Polaris.
Sure. Yes, research and development all the time. Really, it starts with feedback from the field. Off to my left here is an example of that type of feedback. So we went into production on the MRZR Alpha 4-seat vehicle in 2022. feedback from the field was great vehicle, perfect for most of our applications. However, with some applications, we have a heavier payload requirement, yet we still want to maintain V-22 transportability. So our engineers developed the 6x6 vehicle here. We have a number of these test assets out in the field with the Marine Corps and SOCOM, and we're getting feedback on the use cases, and this may be a production vehicle for us in the near future.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, it's so cool to see all of these brand new innovative situations, you know, around here at this conference. And, you know, you talked about the people that use these and the availability and everything. The supply chain slowing you down at all, or is everything pretty much right on schedule?
Oh, well, supply chain always has its challenges, especially during, you know, during the COVID time frame. Sure. But, no, one of the areas of biggest value that we can bring to the military is our supply chain. As a, you know, a $9 billion global leader in power sports, Polaris has a very robust supply chain, and we leverage all of their systems and processes when we're providing spare parts, when we're producing the vehicles. So even throughout the COVID period, we were able to maintain schedule on our contracts, our programs of record, and we've continued to overcome the supply chain challenges for our military.
Pretty strong, Nick. That's pretty strong. And then the people that work on your teams at Polaris, I would imagine a lot of veterans that have to know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, from the CEO on down, lots of patriotism within Polaris. The government and defense team is a small part of Polaris's business, but almost half of our team are veterans or former law enforcement or fire. So we really have a deep understanding of not just the use case for the military, but also how important their missions are and how important our job then is to give them equipment and to sustain that equipment throughout its life cycle.
Always looking for good people, right?
Always looking for good people, you bet, yeah.
So it all starts on the website for people to find out more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Polaris has a website where you can go and see what jobs are available within Polaris. We also are part of skill bridge programs and those sorts of things. We've had several retiring officers or enlisted come and take advantage of programs like that to get integrated into the workforce after a successful military career.
How's the show going for you so far?
Well, wonderful. AUSA brings a lot of folks, so we'll talk to international and other units as well as the U.S. Army. We have several products, not here, just here in our booth, but spread throughout the show as well. A couple of snowmobiles that we've militarized based off of our Titan and RMK platform upstairs, and several M-Razors scattered throughout the show that shows the versatility of the platform. So
I was just going to say, you know, it's like with Polaris, you can get anywhere with Polaris, right? I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, as far as terrain and conditions and all these kind of things, you guys have such a great knowledge of how to transport everything.
Right. Yeah, that's really Polaris's bread and butter. It's off-road mobility. Typically, it's unarmored, just very light and agile, and the point is to be able to, from a logistics perspective, move people, move equipment over very, very challenging terrain that otherwise they would have to walk on foot. There's a strong demand for that, and we plan to keep providing that service as long as the military needs it.
So, Nick, is there anything you'd like to say to our active-duty military right now? I mean, former Navy SEAL, you know what they've gone through. You know what they're going through. What would you like to say to them?
Thanks, Randy. No, really appreciate the opportunity. Just for any listening or watching, just want to thank all of you for your service. Know that your sacrifices are recognized and the work that you do is appreciated. And, you know, I'd really like to extend that same thanks to the families as well. You know, for those of us that are prior service and those that are living it now, know that the family often makes sacrifices that are on par with the service member themselves. So to all of our veterans, to our active duty military and their families, thank you all very much. Greatly appreciate what you do.
Like we always say, everybody serves, right? Everybody serves. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and one of the most fantastic places here at the AUSA is BAE Systems. Man, they got some equipment around this place. We're with Bill Sheehy here, and he knows all about it, don't you, Bill?
I do, and just to correct you right off the bat, Randy, it is the epicenter of AUSA. The BAE booth has not one, but two AMPVs on site.
Yes, and one of these has been fired.
That's correct. By the United States Army, safety certified for soldiers to operate and use down at Fort Moore at Red Cloud Range.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you think your vehicles have been fired more times than I have been fired in radio?
I think the over-under you getting fired is about 20, so maybe a little more.
Hey, so what are we looking at back here? Talk to us about this a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to. So, Randy, first, this is a prototype vehicle of the AMPV. It is a prototype because it has a 30-millimeter cannon on top. It also has CRT, which is composite rubber track on the bottom, which reduces vibration and weight on the vehicle. So it's an AMPV chassis, a fully qualified, certified Army chassis that is being fielded today, and we have integrated on it a 30-millimeter cannon with a Javelin. It's the same turret that the United States Marine Corps uses on their ACV. So that's why we chose it. It's fully certified on the Marine Corps, and we wanted to show its ability to integrate onto an AMPV.
So, in explaining all of that, Bill, when somebody starts to train on that, how many hours does that take, approximately? I mean, it's got to take a while to find out everything going on there, right?
Yeah, so when we field the new vehicle, like the AMPV, which we field it to 3rd Infantry Division, it's a staged training for things. So you do all your maintenance training and your operational training, and that takes a few weeks to get all that done. Now, when you add in the complexity of a fire control system and a turret, then you have to add that into the training as well. But it's called NET, New Equipment Training Team. They go out and they do that work.
And so, we're talking to folks on Armor Forces Radio Network also. And so those guys and gals, when they're in something like this, what do they need to know? What are some of the things that they might need to know?
So the first thing you need to know about an AMPV is it replaces the 113 family of vehicles that were fielded in the 60s. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I know it's well before your time, but we fielded the M113s in the 60s, and now the AMPV is replacing them on a one-for-one basis. And what they need to know, or what they will find out, is the AMPV is much more mobile, much better force protection and survivability than the 113, and has a lot of onboard power. So it's able to take on all the Army's digital backbone that they have out there to use in the battle space. The mobility allows it to keep up with tanks and Bradleys so it can stay forward in the fight. And, of course, the force protection allows it to stay up with those vehicles, and the commander is confident that it's going to be there when they need it the most.
Are these currently deployed? Are these in the field?
Yeah, so like I said, this one's a prototype, but we have AMPVs, five different variants that are currently fielded to 3rd Infantry Division. There are two medical vehicles. One's a medical evacuation or an ambulance, and it is configurable to take four litters or six ambulatory, or can reconfigure on the move to do two and three. There's also a medical treatment vehicle, which is literally a surgical room on track wrapped in armor, so they can have the battalion surgeon forward to help extend that golden hour for a soldier. There's a mortar variant, 120-millimeter mortar, which is the commander's artillery. Then there's a general-purpose vehicle that the first sergeant uses for resupply for his troops forward. And then the last one is the mission command vehicle, which allows the Army for the first time to get the digital network down to the battalion level in a tracked vehicle that can stay abreast of its main fighting force. Yeah, it's an impressive array.
An impressive. From research and development to right now, how long?
It took years to get from initial concept, and that's because the AMPV is a brand new vehicle. It's not a refurb or an overhaul.
Point two.
It's a brand new, built from scratch, track pad up, brand new combat vehicle. So it took a long number of years. And when you do that, the Army is very driven by the test to make sure the vehicle performs with the requirements they want and it's safe for the soldier to use. So all those tests are needed and required. It's live fired, and it goes through all those, and then we have to prove out that we built prototypes and test, we can then build in production. So there's another battery of tests that happen after we start producing to ensure the quality and the standards that the Army demands are met. And we did all that, and now we are in full fielding mode to 3rd ID, and follow-on units across the country and overseas will get the AMPVs as well.
How did you get it in here?
Oh, this one we drove in. So a lot of people think these prototypes are made of plywood and they're fake, but no, not at BAE Systems, baby. No, this is a full-on vehicle. That vehicle drove in. The turret operates. You'll see it move and slew back and forth. This one, like I said, fired down at Fort Moore, so it's still got the Georgia clay mud on it. It's a magnificent beast, and we drive them in. At BAE Systems, we do it right. It is a full-on operational vehicle.
That's so cool. Now, you talked about the ammunition a little bit on this one, but can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so it's a 30-millimeter. The beauty of the 30-millimeter, it has a proximity capability. So when we were testing a different type of turret like this out in Arizona, BAE internal IRAD money, we were shooting down quadcopters, and it allows you to shoot at range. You don't have to get a pinpoint hit, but you can get something close by, and it'll take the quadcopters out. And very intuitive. One of the people that was out with us was our comms chief, and she had never fired anything. We got her in the back of that, and they gave her about 20 minutes of instruction, and she was so intuitive that she was shooting things things out of the sky. It was amazing.
That's so good. Okay.
Next time we'll invite you out, but this is a lot of fun to shoot these bad boys.
Oh, man, I mean, that would be a dream of a lifetime. So, Bill, talk about your military career a little bit, Colonel.
Yeah, so my military career really started when I was a young boy. My dad was a career infantryman, so for all the Heidelberg Lions out there, all hail Heidelberg. Grew up in the DOD school system, then went to the University of Kansas and commissioned through ROTC as an infantryman, and spent all my time in the infantry, 82nd Airborne, 75th Ranger Regiment, 1st Cav Division. So it's a family thing, and then the service really is part of who I am and what I do. So coming into BAE Systems was a natural step for me to stay connected to the men and women who serve the country and provide them quality vehicles.
So you went to the University of what?
University of Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah, we're from Kansas City.
Oh, is that right? God bless you. God bless you.
But you're a Jayhawks fan?
I am a huge Jayhawk fan. I'm telling you. So my wife is a Wildcat, so we all know she married up, and that's okay. She's a beautiful woman. I love her to death. But, yeah, I'm a Jayhawk. You guys aren't Jayhawks?
Missouri Tigers?
He might be. I live in Missouri. I live in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. You're a Wildcat. You're like Marcia. She's a Wildcat.
And it's so funny, you know, you talk to people about Kansas City, the first question is what? Kansas or Missouri?
Oh, yeah. Well, people that know the area, yeah, they ask you, where are you from? Yeah, Kansas or Missouri?
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite barbecue restaurant there?
So, of course, I love Gates, but my favorite steak place is the Gold Knox down by Old Kemper Arena.
Yeah.
Talk about some killer steak.
Yeah.
Come on.
Have you ever been to Jess and Jim Steakhouse?
Have not.
Oh, been there for 86 years.
Jess and Jim?
Yeah, like 135th and
Met?
Huh?
And
yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, just after, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I love me a good steak. Oh, Midwest kid.
Yeah.
It's tough to find steak like that anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I 100%. It's a Kansas City strip, not an NY strip, right? It's a Kansas City strip. Right, exactly.
People don't understand.
Cows in New York. Come on now.
It's kind of turned into a cooking show. It's cooking with Bill.
We'll spark the grill up. We'll get it rolling.
Bill, you know, the other thing that we're finding out about this show that I had a sense of, but these partnerships that you guys have are very important, right?
Oh, yeah. So it really enables innovation and pace. So when we partner with people like Kongsberg, it allows us to leverage what they know, what we know, and move at a much greater pace for the United States Army. As you know, the enemy iterates very quickly. We have to match that speed for the United States Army. So as the Army guides us down those paths, our ability to have existing partnerships like guys like Nate had with Kongsberg help us get to what the Army needs at a much better speed.
One step ahead, right?
That's the plan. Be two or three steps ahead, because it's for all the marbles out there.
Oh, man, it's incredible. Thank you guys so much. What a fantastic vehicle this is, and what a treat it is to see what it can actually do and perform. So we'll be right back here cooking with Bill on the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart. Why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription.
Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Store out to support training exercises, disaster responses, so when our soldiers are out taking care of our country, we can take care of them.
So you, like disaster response situations, you guys can be out there with everything they need, huh?
Yes, sir. We can have one loaded and moved out in 48 hours. I know we recently had one at Camp Eisenhower when all the power was knocked out, just to provide a taste of home to those serving our country.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit, if you will, Matt. What kind of products, or what are the most common products that that people come in to buy?
We have a large variety, from clothing, footwear, convenience. You can get ready-to-go meals, better-for-you options that are healthier. We try to make sure every store has options to help have a healthier diet and help our warfighters stay in shape. There's
any vegan options?
Yes, sir. We do have vegan options in there. It's gluten free. It's very. We got a lot of people that pay a lot of attention to all the different health options out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, just from my knowledge, so dollar for dollar, the exchange is that pretty comparable to other stores?
Yes, sir. On average, it's 20% savings per basket through tax free and military exclusive pricing, sir.
Hey, talk about your military service a little bit, if you will.
I was a 2001 graduate at West Point and followed my father, so I've been an authorized shopper since I was born in 1979. Followed in my father's footsteps and did just shy of 21 years.
Oh, wow.
Made it to the rank of colonel, but did not do my 3 years. And my last job was serving with the exchange. So I was the military advisor to the director CEO and was just impressed by how much the associates and the people working at the exchange cared. When I retired, I was given an opportunity to join the team, and it felt like home, working with wonderful people that care about the mission and care about our military community.
Yeah. That's so cool, man. Okay, we're inside the Mobile Fuel Exchange, and Jose's going to show us around here. Jose, this is fantastic, man. Tell us what we're looking at.
So you're looking at the Mobile Fuel Exchange. When it's fully stocked up, it looks like this first image right here.
Okay.
You have floor-to-ceiling shelves with all types of subsidies to ensure the service members have what they need when they need it. We are the exchange. We've been around since 1895, and 100% of our earnings go back to support quality of life for service members and their families. We have
1895.
I look good for 130 years old.
You really do.
Thank you, sir. We've been in every major conflict, in the Korean War, the Vietnam War. We actually used Jeeps and helicopters to deliver our merchandise. Mm-hmm. During the Gulf War, we set up the first Burger King in country. At that point, people waited 2.5 hours for a taste of home. You can just imagine. We are Department of Defense's largest retailer. Last year, we reinvested $308 million to improve the quality of life for service members and their families.
Now, when you say that, what exactly do you mean? Where does that money go?
That money goes right back to our services.
Okay.
So our services take it and they divide it into improve programs within those installations.
Okay.
It may be child care centers. It may be fitness centers, but the services make that decision.
Gotcha.
Okay. Exchange benefits. We've had a lot of great initiatives. In 2017, we opened it up to honorably discharged veterans to shop us online. It was our small way to say thank you to them. 2020, we opened it up so that service-connected disabled veterans can shop us online, tax-free for life. It's a tax-free benefit that you earn for serving our great nation. Department of Defense civilians and Coast Guard civilians can also shop us online and in-store.
Okay.
A great benefit, tax-free, military-exclusive pricing. I mean, it's a win-win all around.
Yeah.
We do provide other services in the concession malls, about 3,400 concession mall stores around the world, to include wellness centers, dentistry, optometry. We do have theaters on the installation. We do provide cell towers and unattended retail units. Okay.
Wow, I had no idea you did all that. That's fantastic.
It's a little world on base, and that's what we do. We try to give those service members and their families around the world a taste of home, and that's our key. We're their lifeline back to the United States.
That is so cool.
We still support deployed service members, whether it's in Southwest Asia, Australia, wherever service members are, regardless of the branch, we're there to support them. We were there with our first responders in 9/11. We were at the Javits Center during COVID-19 relief. This MFE has been to Belize and Guatemala. I deployed it there when I was in uniform. So it's, you know, it comes together in about 48 hours.
You know, you talk about a taste of home. I got to tell you a little story. So I used to do a regular morning show on the radio, and I was in Kansas City, and we got a call from a guy. This is 20 days after Noriega was captured in Panama. And so we got a guy from Kansas City that called in and said, man, he said, I would love to have a taste of home. And I said, if you could have anything, what could you have? He goes, I want a White Castle hamburger. And so I got together with Bob Dole. And we arranged a White Castle, and I and another guy flew over 10,000 frozen White Castles to Panama. You've never seen a happier bunch of people.
You're a true hero for doing something like that. I mean, I
was for a day, yeah.
It's critical. I mean, when we're in deployed environments, it's been, you know, whether it's that Coke or that Snickers, whatever it is, just it makes you feel good, feel like you're back home.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about, man. But you guys do this every day, 24/7.
They do. We have heroes. Our associates deploy with service members to support them downrange, and it's all volunteer. So it's truly amazing.
All right. So, and again, remind me where you can find out more information.
You can find out more at shopmyexchange.com/vets.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're here. So day two of AUSA, and again, just another fantastic company that we found, Amentum. And talk about some momentum. I mean, these guys have been busy. We have Art Boghossian here, Director of Engineering and Technology. That's a huge position here because that's all they do. And Art is with us on the National Defense. Art, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you.
That's a big title.
Well, it's I didn't put business development in there, but I am the director of business development, so I left that out.
Hey, there's only so much time in a day.
That's fair.
Hey, so you guys are busy, so busy doing so many different things. We've gotten 22 press releases from you in the last hour. So you guys have been working on some stuff.
Really busy.
But talk about some of these, mainly integrating the technologies into solutions for Department of Defense and Homeland Security.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, Amentum, we're the largest pure SI in the market today. Advanced technologies, engineering, kind of at the cutting edge or the bleeding edge, you could say, to a degree. As far as integration, I mean, look, we're vendor neutral, right? So we're going to deliver what our customers want at the end of the day. Our bread and butter really is integration, both on the business side of the equation as well as the mission side of the equation, right? And so whether that be weapon systems, aircraft, ground vehicles, or back-end business systems, IT systems, things of that nature. So, yeah, that's really what we specialize in.
Well, and you know, the sense that I get when we walk around this show is, man, what the emphasis on not just drones but unmanned drones,
yeah,
and so many things that will alleviate our military from being involved, right, to a physical degree.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we're seeing a significant change, a very accelerated path for unmanned and counter-unmanned.
Yeah.
The technologies that we proposed a year ago are, you know, somewhat relevant now. They're changing at the speed of light.
That is the truth.
And not only that, but the being able to predict what changes are happening on the unmanned side is becoming more and more challenging, right? And so it depends on the AOR, depends on the market, things of that nature. But, yeah, it's one of the biggest threats we have coming, or maybe it's already arrived, right, depending on where you're at and what war zone you're in. But, yeah, it's huge focus for us, big market for us, and things that we're, you know, we're looking at advancing technologies across the board, regardless of the customer.
Well, and speaking of customers now, you guys are worldwide, right? I mean, you're talking about helping so many different countries.
Yeah, we're huge. Right now, you know, after the close of the Jacobs merger, we're 55,000 employees. We're all over the world. We have a global reach, a global presence, and we can execute really, you name it, we can execute there. So.
Well, you talked about that merger, and you guys have gone through a couple here just recently. What does that do to Amentum? What does that do for you guys?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was one of the best things that we could have done. You know, Jacobs coming in filled every single gap we had as a company. So our capability set went from, you know, really good to really awesome, right? So we're able to go after things that we never would have been able to go after a year ago. So, yeah, it opened up our pipeline. It brought a tremendous amount of capability in that, yeah, like I said, that we just simply didn't have.
So when you guys, especially in engineering, you're talking about engineering, to stay one step ahead of the enemy and everybody else, you've got to be miles ahead in your thinking, right?
Yeah, we try. So that's an awesome question. And I'll tell you, for us, when it comes to engineering, we recognize that we are large, and we leverage the advancements and the innovation that a lot of our partners bring. So I'll say that's the one beautiful thing about Amentum, is that we have an awesome ecosystem of partners that we leverage to innovate, help us engineer better, help us be more efficient in the way we execute, and ultimately deliver what our customers are looking for. So, yeah, we look, gosh, I might be looking 2 years out right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah.
I'm probably 2 years out. We're looking at capabilities that don't exist right now, trying to work with, you know, parts of the Army, parts of DHS, things of that nature, and drive the industrial base to start thinking a little bit more, especially when we're talking about, you know, counter as an example, right, and the methodologies there, and how do we do more with less.
You know, when you're talking about your customers, those end users,
yeah.
So we're heard on stations in the United States, but we're also heard on Armed Forces Radio Network, where those end users are. When you hear feedback from some of these military people who actually get to use some of your integrated products, I'm sure you take that pretty seriously.
Oh, we love it. We love the feedback. Anything we can do for the warfighter and the airmen, and, you know, we're all for. I mean, that's what we show up every day to do. So, yeah, all feedback is good feedback, because at the end of the day, even if it's negative feedback, we're going to be able to close that loop, fix the problem, and execute.
You know, every company that we've talked to here for the last couple of days, it's almost like a military mission. I mean, it's that team mentality. It's that top-down mentality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't execute without every player, right? I can't do my job without our marketing team, without our proposal shop, without our our folks on the ground, our folks on the front lines, things of that nature. So, yeah, it's a team sport. It's a team sport, and we don't take that for granted.
Could anything be done without Chanel?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I fear, too. All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Great talking to you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.